it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
When I was in middle school, I was a petite and an attractive lady with curves with daddy issues. So I signed up for some hookup dating apps to meet with random local guys. Dangerous and illegal, I know. But I was a stupid middle schooler who was having untreated mental issues. There was this one guy I matched up with that I'll call Tyler. I was meeting up with Tyler in the dead of night so he could drive me to his place so we could hook up. The reason why I was so late at night around 3 in the morning was because I had to sneak out. And over time, I had memorized my parents' sleeping patterns since they didn't have an exact schedule. Anyways, I was sneaking out through the front door, and I had to wait for Tyler to drive to the location I sent him to the park and then wait for me. To walk there, you just have to cross the townhomes I live in at the time to a local elderly's home that where I live is known as a place to meet up as friends or couples.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
As I was walking across, there was an area which I had to go through to get to the elderly's home, and it was dark as hell. There's a sidewalk gap between apartments so people could walk their dogs and stuff, which looks totally normal in the morning, but terrifying at night. I was walking up to the stairs that lead into this section of the sidewalk, and I had a dreading feeling that someone was watching me. I froze in my tracks with my heart racing before I decided to continue walking forward since Tyler was picking me up soon, and a silhouette of a tall, big, dark figure emerged from the shadows and then approached me. Some of the light of the surrounding porch lights had lit up his features. It was a man who was about 5'11 to 6 foot tall, and he was a big Hispanic guy with some facial hair who looked to be above the age of 20, who just kind of looked like he wasn't all there. He walked a bit closer, and I was too stunned to walk away as he then began to speak with slurred speech. "Hey, are you looking for Chloe's house?" I then responded with a confused no. "Are you Chloe?" I said no, and then I asked who she was. He proceeded to tell me that she was having a house party, and he's waiting for everyone to leave so they can have some alone time, or something like that. It was really hard to tell since he was obviously on something at the moment. He then asked for my name, and of course, as the dumbass I was, I told him my actual name. He said that it was pretty, and then he told me to hold up before he turned on his phone flashlight, then saying, "Damn, you're fine as hell." I quickly shot him down and told him that I was only 14, and he didn't seem to believe me. At some point in the conversation, he kept suggesting that we should hang out, but at this point, I was just trying to escape, but every time I tried, he kept blocking the way out. He had asked me some questions and almost asked for my number. But I decided to sort of cut him off before telling him that I really had to go because someone was waiting for me. I didn't know if Tyler was there yet or not, but it made a good excuse before I bolted the hell out of there and kindly worded it before I left and then started to sprint to the other side of the street. He wasn't there yet though, so I waited a bit longer on the sidewalk. Another stranger who I assume was from the same party was walking by and asked if I was all right. We made some small talk, which made me feel better. Just then, I finally saw Tyler's car. He arrived. Nothing else creepy happened that night, thank God. And he didn't live in my town. He was just there for the house party. Or at least I hope. I know that he asked me some other weird and creepy things, but I'm having a hard time remembering since it's late at night. But this experience really scared the hell out of me since I was obviously a minor. And also, just approaching a woman at night and blocking their access out? Who does that? I wonder what could have happened if I didn't tell him that someone was waiting for me. Or if he wasn't waiting for some chick who he drove an entire town over to bang at 4 in the morning. Please be careful, and don't do what I did at all. I often like to go out running in the summer or really whenever the weather's nice. This happened a week before I was supposed to start high school. I thought about going running that day, but got the idea in the morning that I would run in the evening instead while the sun is still up, but isn't as hot as in the day. And there isn't a chance for it to get hotter if I don't manage to get back in time like in the morning. Well, of course, I forget my promise to myself, and only remember it at around 9 p.m. Now, it's the end of the summer, so the sun is already setting sooner than I'm used to. But I just tell myself, I'll just get back inside like an hour or so. It'll be fine. I've already been putting off running, so I don't want to put it off again.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I should probably mention that I'm a girl. And even though a lot of girls I know change the side of the road they walk on whenever they see a distinctly drunk-looking guy walking, I was always the one calling them pussies and was ready to take on the first rogue who tried to get to me. I also live in a less populated area out of the town where almost everyone knows everyone, so I was feeling extra sure of my safety. What a naive fool I was, I know. So I go out, start my run, and it's fine. It's getting a bit dark, but I can still see the running track, so it's all good. I started to feel a bit off when I see a pair walking in front of me. When I get closer, they turn out to be just teenage guys, and I run past them with no problem. When I finally reach the usual spot in my run where I turn around, a cemetery. Ultra creepy, I know, but it has benches and it's a small graveyard, so I never feel weird taking a break there. And it's already gotten pretty dark. I drink some water from my bottle and just stand under a tree next to the gate and territory of the cemetery. But I don't sit down where I usually do because the bench is next to a fence, and the darkness has finally made me a little weary about being alone and someone jumping on me. It's pretty funny that that's what scared me the most at the time. When I catch my breath, I stay for a few more minutes just listening to the wind. I see a bike drive past the cemetery, taking the route that I'll take while running back. I leave my resting place, and it's gotten really dark. Dark enough that I could barely see 2 meters in front of me. I start slowly running back. After 15 meters or so, I start hearing voices. A couple of more, and I can clearly hear someone talking. My thoughts immediately jump to a conclusion that there are at least 2 people in front of me if I'm hearing a conversation. Now I slow down even more until I get close enough to actually hear what's being said. Keep in mind, it's completely dark, and this road doesn't even have street lights, so I can't see anything. I get close enough to finally make out the words, and my heart sinks at what I hear. I can't recall the exact words that were being said, but the general idea. The male voice then said, "I see this girl. I could just pull her into the bushes." There were tall bushes lining one side of the running track. As I said, at first my heart stopped, but immediately after I go into fight or flight mode. I can hear my own heart beating in my ears, and I'm full of adrenaline, the bad kind. I know that I can't just stop or he'll know that I heard what he said, so I continue to walk. But thank God that the running track is separated from the road by a small grass field. So I go to the side of the road, making some distance between us. I kept looking at him. Keep in mind, I still don't even know how many people there are, but I see a square of light, presumably a phone, and then I hear him jump on his bicycle and drive off. It turned out he was talking on the phone, but just because he was alone didn't mean I was any less scared of him. I walked on the side of the road for a good few minutes until I'm sure he would be far away from me. And once I get back on the running track, I then sprint home like crazy. All the way back, I was shaking with fear and looking at the bushes and cars that passed me with delirium, squishing my water bottle in my hand, ready to smack anyone who came close to me. When I finally reached the first road lights, I really felt like I escaped death. I really got lucky that night. We were 16, an age where you feel invincible. It was summer, and school was out, and my friend and I, who lived in the same apartment complex, decided to go to the mall and kill time, as any other teenager would do. I don't remember much about that day other than our walk home from the mall. It must have been around 9 when we left, since that's the time the mall closes. Our apartment building was 2 miles away from the mall, so of course we walked. It was really hot out, and we both knew that once we got home there would be nothing to do, so we opted to walk home. We both enjoyed the conversation and the passing of time. Our town wasn't exactly dangerous. Yeah, there were some muggings and theft, but it wasn't as bad as some of the other cities in our county, so we walked those 2 miles oblivious to any potential threats. We were a mile in when we had passed an intersection. Shortly thereafter, 3 males walked out of the opposite street and began walking behind us. I didn't think much of it. It's summer. They were young. It's hot. No reason to be suspicious. My friend, however, was unnerved. Hey. Yeah?
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Those guys are behind us. Yeah, what about them? Well, I'm pretty sure they're following us, my friend said. What? No, I don't think so. You're just being paranoid. As soon as I said that, one of the men started whistling at us. I turned around.
Hey, what you got in the bag?
We had shopping bags from the mall.
Nothing. Leave us the hell alone,
my friend retorted. I remember just being pissed. Why would she respond to them? At this point, I'm nervous as hell. Turns out my friend was right. Call it intuition. We begin walking even faster now that we sense danger, and as we quicken our pace, so do the men. They know we're on to them. We near a plaza with a Del Taco, and as we enter the parking lot, the men disperse. One is directly behind us, and the other two were on our sides. I turn around. They all then whip out freaking baseball bats out of nowhere. At this point, I turn to my friend and we hightail it to Del Taco, not bothering to turn around. Thank God it wasn't too late or they'd be closed and we'd have nowhere to hide. As soon as we enter the Del Taco, we look out the windows and witness all of the men jump into a Cadillac Escalade that was parked. Were they only scaring us? Why the bats? Why the car? What the hell's going on? We just watch as the car drove away. That doesn't quell our fear, though. We spend about 10 minutes in the restaurant deciding what to do next. Do I call my dad to pick us up, or do we actually walk the half a mile home? We didn't want to worry our parents, and so we ended up deciding to walk. The whole time, we're constantly turning back, anticipating a black Escalade to pop out of nowhere and kidnap us. But luckily, it never did. As soon as we got home, we promised ourselves not to tell our parents, as we knew it would hinder us from hanging out again. The moment I walked through the door, I blabbed to my parents. I found out later that my friend did the same. Scariest experience of my young life. This happened to me about a week ago. I found a summer job at our local supermarket, and about 2 weeks in, I got asked to work the late night shift, which was 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. I accepted it since I was really in need of money, and I never really sleep early anyways. Everything was fine and dandy until about 3 a.m., when a shirtless, scarred-up guy came in the store. After lingering around in the store for a while, he quickly came up to the counter, making intense eye contact with me. As I was about to ask him if he needed any help, he then whispered,
"Hey, don't you dare move."
I didn't hear him at first, so I asked him if he could repeat that. At that point, he got agitated and then yelled,
Make another sound or I'll cut you up.
In a swift motion, he vaulted over the counter, going to the alcohol section, trying to grab a bottle of whiskey. Thankfully, the owner had hit a baseball bat under the counter. The moment he turned his back to me, I took the bat and then swung full force at his knee. He winced in pain and tried to get up. I winded my bat yet again, acting like I was going to hit him again, just to see him pull out a homemade shiv of some sort. I let him get up, and at the moment he got up, he swung his shiv right at me, lightly lacerating my wrist. I pushed him back with my bat, and he ran for the door and got out. The day after, I had called the cops and showed them the security camera footage, but they haven't contacted me since. I think it's safe to say I won't be working the late night shift again for a long time. So this first started when I first moved into my new place last summer in 2019. I live with my landlord, her elderly mom, and my friend Daisy. I also started a new job working the night shift at a hotel, so I was up most nights. I'm going to preface the story with some background information that would help make the story make sense. Since my landlord knew her neighbors very well, as she lived in this house all her life and there's hardly any street parking, I was able to park my car in the vacant house's driveway, directly parallel across the street from our house. When I park my car, I can see the front of my place with my rearview mirrors. Our house is right in front of a very busy stop sign, so seeing and hearing traffic is something that we all had to get used to. Daisy and I are women and are best friends that met in college. We've known each other for a few years at this point and did everything together. I remember that it was a warm summer Thursday night. Daisy and I love to leave the house past midnight, eat horrible fast food, roll the windows down, and drive along the coast. It was around 1:45 a.m. as I finally pulled up to my parking spot. We sat in my car for a while, listening to music and finishing the last bit of our late night munchies. My windows were up by this point, but we could hear a bigger car approaching the stop sign. It sounded like a diesel. Of course, it was a stereotypical white van that prompted me to joke, "Daisy, look at that creepy white van." From my rearview mirror, the next thing we knew, we saw what looked like a thin man pick up his camera from the passenger side and take at least 5 pictures of the front of our house with the flash on. Daisy and I silently looked at each other in horror as the van then sped off. The next day, Daisy and I told our landlord all about the incident, and she told us this wasn't the first time that one of her tenants reported this. Though she brushed it off, despite us telling her that anyone taking pictures of her house that late at night did not have good intentions, it really put Daisy and me on edge. Some time had passed as the coronavirus pandemic crept its way into the U.S. towards the end of 2019. I was going to file a police report, as I eventually caught most of the person's license plate after what felt like months of investigating. At the beginning of February 2020, the van stopped coming. This caused me to think that the pandemic may have either gotten the person sick or affected them in some way. Although the person didn't take any more pictures, when the van drove by, it came from the same direction every time at around 1 to 1:30 a.m. It would stop for an eerily long amount of time, then it would speed off out of nowhere, as if the person was racing another car that was never there. I did stop investigating after 2 weeks of nothing. I still get very anxious if I ever hear a loud diesel-like vehicle driving by late at night.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know what that person wanted. Why they were taking pictures of my landlord's house. Maybe once the shelter in place is lifted in my county, I might investigate again just to ensure that the creep is really gone.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.